नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिके। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्णा। टुडे वी विल डिस्कस फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 6 Chapter 9, entitled The Appearance of the Demon Vritasura. Test 10, we start from 2 to 9. On the board it is 10. Dravya Bhuyo Varenapas Turiyam Jagrhar Malam Tasu Budbudha Henabhyam Drishtam तद् धरति क्षिपन्। द्रव्यभूया वरेणापस् तुरीयं जागृर्मलम् तासबुद्भुदपेनाभ्यम् दृष्टं तद्धरति क्षिपान्। द्रव्यभूयो वरेणापस् तुरीयं जागृर्मलम् तासबुद्भुदपेनाभ्यम् दृष्टं तद्धरतीक्षिताक्षिपान्। द्रव्यभूयोपवरेणापस् तुरीयं जगृहर्मलम् तासबुद्भुदपेनाभ्यम् दृष्टं तद्धरतीक्षिपान्। द्रव्यभूयो वरेणाभ तुरीयं जागृहर्मलम् एनाभ्यां तुरीयभूयो वरेणापस् तुरीयं जागृहर्मलम् तासबुद्भुदपेनाभ्यं दृष्टं तद्धरति क्षिपान्। द्रव्यभूयो वरे मता द्रव्यभूयवरेणापस् तुरीयं जागृहर्मलम् तासबुद्बुदपेनाभ्यम् दृष्टं तद्धरति। माताजी द्रव्या अदर थिंग्स भूयः ऑफ इंक्रीजिंग वरेणा बाय द बेनेडिक्शन आपहा वाटर तुरीयम 1/4 जागृहु एक्सेप्टेड मलम द सिंपल रिएक्शन तासु इन द वाटर बुद्बुदा तेनाभ्याम बाय बबल्स एंड फोम दृष्टम विजिबल तत् दट हरति वन कलेक्ट क्षिपन थ्रोइंग अवे। Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. And in return for King Indra's benediction, that water, the water would increase the volume of other substances with which it was mixed. Water accepted 1/4 of the sinful reactions. Therefore, there are bubbles and foam in water. हाँ भैया और ठीक है Therefore, there are bubbles and foam in water. When one collects water, this should be avoided. Purport. If water is mixed with milk, fruit, juice, or other similar substances, it increases their volume, and no one can understand which has increased. In return for this benediction, water accepted 1/4 of Indra's sinful reactions. These sinful reactions are visible in foam and bubbles. Therefore, one should avoid foam and bubbles while collecting drinking water. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjanashalakaya Chachunmelitam Yenatasmai Sri Guravi Namaha Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangam Langhayate Girim यत्कृपातमहं वंदे श्रीगुरुं दीनतारणं परमानंदमाधवं श्रीचैतन्यमीश्वरं श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वापदान्तिकं वंदेहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवां च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सैगना रघुनाथानुतं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादां सहगनाललिता श्रीविशाखानुतं च नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामीति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणी निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशकारिणी पंचतत्वात्मकं कृष्णं भक्ति रूप स्वरूपकं भक्तावतारं भक्ताख्यं नमामि भक्तशक्तिकं हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते सप्तकांचन गौरंगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वंशकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः संकर्षण कारण तो यशाय गर्भोदशाय तपयोदशाय शेषस्य यस्यां स नित्यानन्दाक्षराम शरणं ममस्तु ओम नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिथे नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 Hare Krishna to all the devotees. So, before I start the talking, I want to seek forgiveness from everyone because you might have seen I am unable to pay obeisance, so somebody might have got why he is not paying obeisance. Okay. So, because of physical condition, operation, I can't bend, so I am not paying obeisance. So, please don't mind it. Because normally comes anybody coming to temple, we should pay obeisance, but I can't pay for 6 months at least. So, if I seek forgiveness from all of you, today we will talk about the verse what Indra, why Indra has to seek his taking out the sinful reaction. Just some of you may be knowing who are attending class regularly. Just you'll go back recollection of the past happenings. In the previous chapter, fifth chapter, while explaining, Shukadeva Goswami said that King Indra accepted Vishwarupa as a
guru,
spiritual master.
Immediately, Shukha Parichit Maharaj asked, why spiritual master of devatas is the Brahaspati? Why Indra has to accept another spiritual master? So for that the whole story is going on. Once King Indra was in the sitting on throne in the court, Apsaras dancing, Gandharva singing, wonderful experiences, enjoying the whole situation. In the meantime, spiritual master Brahaspati happened to be appearing there in the court. It is a process. Ethics also, Shishtachar also, when you see our elders, spiritual master, one should get up from his seat, no matter what you are doing. But Indra, having seen his spiritual master arrived, but out of his ego, he could not get up. Oh, because he was enjoying that musical instruments, everything. If I get up in the meantime, it will be a disturbance. Having thought so, he didn't get up. When he didn't get up, Brahaspati saw that Indra is puffed up with the ego. Then immediately disappeared and returned to his home. Later on, when Brahaspati disappeared, Indra immediately could understand that I committed an offense, but too late. In the meantime, the demigod, the demons, having understood that Shukracharya, the spiritual master of the demons, understood that now they know spiritual protection from spiritual Brahaspati to the demigods. So it is the right time to attack them. When the enemy is weak, one should attack. Nowadays also war strategy it is. You have to see what time, which place enemy is weak, that they attack it. So now Shukracharya understood the situation. He told the demons, now it's the right time for you to attack. And similarly, demons attacked the demigods. In that great battle, demigods lost everything. The entire opulences have been taken over by the demons. When Indra went running to Lord Brahma, describing the situation, Lord Brahma chastised that disrespected your spiritual master. So we have to learn that no matter how much high position you hold it, one should respect the spiritual master. So how can you expect any good for you? Now you take Vishwarupa as spiritual master, son of Tashtha. They approach. When they approach, in the beginning he was hesitant to Vishwarupa, because taking up the priest position is not a commendable, it is. Rather, he loses his brahminical power. Because when you perform any puja, yajna, to the yajaman, if he is not qualified, he will take the reactions of the sinful activities of the yajaman. So that's why, spiritually it is not, but nowadays everybody want to become pujari, to get dakshina. So, but in the beginning he started to argue, but however, he accepted ultimately. Long story, long discussion goes on, whole chapter. When he accepted, he said that, okay, you are got defeated, but I will perform special yajna, and you will win the war again. And he recited Narayan Kavacha, very powerful mantras. With the Narayan Kavacha, he installed with the Vedic mantras in the Narayan Kavacha and given to King Indra. With the strength of the Narayan Kavacha, again Indra declared war, and in that war he could win over the demons. And once Vishwarupa was performing the yajna, he had three heads. Yesterday we were discussing, Shamsundar Prabhu was discussing, each head was delivering different thing. So, one day he was performing yajna. While performing yajna, loudly he used to say, offer the oblations to the demigods. That we will discuss in this verse now, from 2nd to 9th. తావై బర్షి దేవేభ్యో భాగం ప్రత్యక్ష ముచ్చకై అదద్యస్య పితరో దేవా సప్రశయం నృప. మహాపరిచి డెమిగాడ్స్ వర్ రిలేటెడ్ టు విశ్వరూప ఫ్రమ్ హిజ్ ఫాదర్ సైడ్. వై? బికాస్ విశ్వరూప్స్ ఫాదర్ త్వష్ట ఈ సన్ ఆఫ్ అదితి. కశ్యప్ మహర్షి హ్యాడ్ 17 wives, 13 men అండ్ 4 later added 17 wives. Diti, Aditi, Danu and so many wives are there. So Tvashta was son of Aditi. All the sons, children of all sons of Aditi were the demigods, divine. But Diti, Danu and they all became demonic family. Okay. So from father's side, Vishwarupa is related to the demigod. From mother's side, no. And therefore he visibly offered clarified butter in the fire while chanting the mantras, such as Indra Idam Swaha, for King Indra, and Imidag Idam Agniye. You, when you are offered doing the yajna, every time you offer, you take the recite the name of for whom you are offering. Okay? So loudly used to say. He loudly chanted these mantras and offered each of the demigod his proper share. సయేవ హి దదౌ భాగం పరోచాం అసరన్ ప్రతి యజమానో అవదత్ భాగం మాతృ స్నేహ వశానుగః. పరోచ్ ఇన్ ద ఇండైరెక్ట్లీ, పరోచ్ మీన్స్ ఇండైరెక్ట్లీ, ఇండైరెక్ట్లీ యూస్ టు ఆఫర్ ఆఫరింగ్ ఆబ్లేషన్స్ టు ద డెమన్స్ ఆల్సో, బట్ సైలెంట్లీ. లౌడ్లీ యూస్ టు చాంట్ ద మంత్రాస్ ఫర్ ద డెమిగాడ్స్, బట్ వెరీ సైలెంట్లీ యూస్ ఆల్సో యూస్ టు ఆఫర్ ద ఆబ్లేషన్స్ టు డెమన్స్ ఆల్సో. Because he is related to, from his mother's side, he is related to the demonic family. Okay? He is related from the Danu's family, dynasty. Because Vishwarupa's affection for the families of both demigods and demons, he appeared the Supreme Lord on behalf of the demigods, and when he offered oblation to the fire on behalf of the asuras, he did so very secretly, without the knowledge of the demigods. Tad deva helanam tasya dharmalikam sureshvara alachya tarasa abhitas cheshnay yachinat purarusha. Tad deva helanam tasya dharmalikam sureshvara. Sureshvara means king of heaven. When Indra came to know that Vishwarupa is indirectly offering oblations to the demons, also become very angry. He felt insulted. Deva Helanam. Immediately, what he did it? Alachya tarasa bhita sishna yachinnat rusha. He became anger, rusha. And immediately cut off the three heads of Vishwarupa. Then we can see it. Even at the highest position as Indra, not easy to get that position, king of heaven. To go to heaven planets itself is difficult. To become one of the Lokapal is more difficult. And king of the Lokapalas and whole entire demigods, to become king, it is another more difficult. Those who perform 100 yajnas, Sahasrakratu, that's why the name is given for Indra. Only he is qualified to become Indra. But even at that level also, people are subject to the anger, impediments. Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Moha, Madama, Acharya. These are the Jai Sri Sri Radha Rasi Harji ki Jai Sri Ram Lachman ki Jai Govindai ki Jai. Even at that level also, these quality, disqualification will continue to exist unless one is very cautious. So we have to take the lesson from this, that the enviousness will also come, ego will also come. Not that we are in the devotional service, it won't come. It will come. We try to be away from the Maya, Maya will try to pull us on it. It is a tug of war. Srila Prabhupada writes that when we take up to the life of the devotional service, surrender to the Lord, it is a battle between the Maya and us. A tug of war. You know the tug of war? In the school they play the rope pulling. One side, one group will pull, other side will, one group will pull. The one who is strong, he will win. Okay. Similarly, if you are strong and fully surrendered to spiritual master, we get the blessing of all the Vaishnavas and strictly follow the regulative principles, then there is possibility of winning over this Maya. Otherwise, though we are in the devotional service, Maya will pull us back. Here we can take example of Indra. There was no need for him to be so angry to the extent of cutting off the head of the guru. When you accept the spiritual master, somebody, you give proper respect, but he cut off the head. That extreme end of the anger it is. And knowingly, that spiritual master and brahmana committed many offenses, not one.
Somapi tatam yattasya asirasit kapinjalaha kalminka surapi tam annadam yassatittari.
Thereafter, the head meant for drinking somarasa, he had 3 heads, Visharupa. With one head he used to eat, what? Drink the somarasa. Okay. It became, when he cut off, it became Pinjala, Franklin Partridge bird. Similarly, the head meant for drinking wine was transformed into Kalaminka, sparrow. Other head used to eat anna. The head meant for eating the food became a tittari, common partridge, common bird. Okay. So, was a very powerful, though cut off the head, each head assumed a different form.
Brahmahatyam anjalina jagraha yadapishwaraha samvacharante tadagham bhutanam savishuddhaye bhumyambu drumayosha dibhyas chaturdha vedadadhruti dvarihi.
So for one, because he committed an offense, brahmahatya, the most sinful reaction, in the second chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, 6th canto also, it mentioned what the glories of the holy name, while telling, describing the holy name of the power of the glories of the holy name, associates of Lord Vishnu say that there's so many sinful activities, there's no repentance, no activity which you can counteract that. Just like killing the mother, killing the Brahman, killing a cow. There's so many mentioned. For them, they are nothing, they are no contrary. How can you repent for that one? How can counter the reactions of those sinful activities? But the associates of Lord Vishnu say that when you chant the holy name of the Lord, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare. It's so powerful that even it can counter, contract whatever the reactions we get by performing such a sinful, abominous sinful actions. And the brahmacharya is a very sin. Killing a brahmana is a very, very sinful. And the two spiritual masters, the two is a brahman by all means, not only brahman by birth. They had all the brahminical qualities, such elevated souls. So, Indra had to undergo reactions of the sinful reactions. Very severe reactions. Then as a result, he suffered that reaction for 1 year. And he was capable of, in the purport, although Indra was so powerful that he could neutralize Jagraha, the Ishwara, he was powerful enough. Indra is not an ordinary situation, okay? In the 10th canto of the Bhagavatam, Shukadeva Goswami says that devatas are so powerful that no sinful reaction cannot touch them. Giving example that when there is a fire, even put the dirty things, it will burn to ashes. Even the good things will burn to ashes. But fire will remain pure, is it? Because it's burning the dirty things, we can't say the word, fire has become contaminated. We never say it. No matter what happens, fire always it is a pure, remain its original status. Similarly, the demigods are very powerful. But though no sinful reaction can touch them. But to give example to us, because if the king doesn't follow the rules, how about the citizen? Do they follow? The teacher telling, don't smoke, but he smokes. No effect. So for the ones, leaders must be exemplary. King should follow the rules strictly, like Lord Sri Ramchandra, you can see it. The whole of Ramayana gives how he conducted himself. What he said to the Syrian, he followed himself first, then he could teach. So devatas also follow the rules of the regulation dharma, so that other living entities in the universe can follow them. Here, but we should not take the wrong examples, like just Indra humiliating his own spiritual master, killing. But he suffered, but though, as in this verse said, though he was so powerful, he can neutralize the reaction to the sinful activities, he accepted to suffer it. This is one of the limbs of the surrender. In the six limbs of the surrender, in the Haribhakti Vilas, Sri Saratana Goswami Pada writes about that. Last one is the Atmanichepa, Karpanyaha. Anukulasya Sankalpa, Pratikulasya Varjanam, Rachita Vishwaso, Gopsurte Varanam Yatha, Atmanichepa Karpanya, Chedvidha Sharanagati. When you say surrender, all the six should be part of our surrendering. If one is missing, we may not be fully surrendering to the Lord. And Atmanichepa come means we accept whatever it comes. If something good happening to me, very happy situation come, oh, it is the mercy of Radha Ras Vihari. Accept it gladly. Don't say that I struggled so hard, that's why I'm getting this good result. Or something bad happens, still we should take, it is mercy of Lord Radha Ras Vihari. It's not that something good happens, we say, hey, I worked very hard. Something bad happens, we say, why God is doing? I'm chanting Hare Krishna mantra. I'm serving Him. No. So that is Atmanichepa. Whatever it comes, just accept it at the mercy of the Lord. In the life, then nothing you can do. You have to accept it. If you don't accept it, we'll keep mentally become peaceless. In the devotional side of the life also, we have to just accept whatever it comes. We have to do our job as chanting, serving the Lord nicely, wholeheartedly, and remaining live to the Lord. And Lord is very merciful to the devotee especially. He is merciful to each and every living entity. Sridham sarvabhutanam. Not only to the devotees, all is well-wisher of each and every living entity. But however, he got a special compartment for the devotees. So we should be serving the Lord. The Bhagavatam, yesterday also we are talking that when you talk of the Bhagavatam, pastimes of the various elevated personalities, we should also see how we can relate these pastimes with us. Otherwise it will remain just a story only. Story is there, but how the story can be applied to our day-to-day life also, in the devotional life. So here we can see the Indra was very powerful, still he accepted to suffer. Sometimes we also been powerful, we don't want to accept. We have to accept it, okay, fine. But he did it, for 1 year he suffered, he repentantly accepted the burden of these reactions with folded hands, that is humility. He suffered for 1 year and then to purify himself, he distributed the reactions for this sinful killing among the earth, water, trees and a woman. He distributed equally. Bhumisturiyam jagra khata puravarena vai irinam ramatyaya rupam bhumu pradrushyate. Because in return for Indra's benediction, that ditches in the earth would be filled automatically. When you dig something, make a pit, it will no one remain like one rain comes, becomes level again. Even doesn't rain comes, still after some time you don't find the ditch. So that is a benediction given by Lord Indra, King Indra, to the Mother Earth in return for taking 1/4 of his sinful reaction. 1/4 is given to Earth. Mother Earth accepted, okay, I will take it. But in return, what you are going to give me? Benediction. So King Indra given that benediction that if there are ditches, it will be filled up automatically. You are earth will remain again leveled.
Because deserts are manifestation of earth's disease conditions, no auspicious ritualistic ceremony can be performed in a desert. Person desire to live in desert are understood to be sharing the reactions for the sin of Brahmatya, the killing of Brahmana. Turyam cheda virahena varena jagrhur dhruma tesham niryata rupena Brahmatya pradrushyate. Turyam, now, in return for Indra's benediction that their branches, the twigs would grow when trimmed, the trees accepted the 1/4 of the sinful reactions of Indra. If somebody cut my hand, will it come back again? Whether it is human being or animals, you cut the hands or some limb of the body, it won't come back. But the trees you cut again and again, it will come back. Even if you cut the trunk, still it will come up. So that is the benediction given to the trees by Lord Indra, King of Heaven Indra. In return, the trees accepted 1/4 of the sinful reactions. So that's why, what is prohibited from taking the from them? Tesham niryasa rupena brahmacha pradushyate. The reactions are visible in the following of sap from the tree. Therefore, one is forbidden to drink the sap. When you cut the tree, especially if people like to take the, what is the dot tree? What do you call it? In different color, state, different it is. The trees, you cut it, the liquid will come out. So that is prohibited. That is the sinful reaction. One is prohibited to take that one.
Shashvatkama varena aham turiyam jagrahastriya rajorupena tasvaho tasvamho vasi mati pratushyate.
In return for Lord Indra's benediction that they would be able to enjoy lusty desires continuously, even during pregnancy, for as long as sex is not injurious to the embryo, women accepted 1/4 of the sinful reactions. As a result of those reactions, women manifest the signs of menstruation every month. So, women also accepted the 1/4 of the sinful reactions. As a result, they are given to enjoy the sex, unless it is the sex is harmful for the embryo. So menses, one monthly menses when comes, that is the reaction of the sinful reaction accepted by the ladies and written for that benediction. So similarly, nowadays a very thing is going on. The people outside non-devotees say the egg is a vegetarian because this egg is not capable of producing the chicken. It is dead. No. There one British wrote on this subject matter. They said that those eggs which cannot give the baby eggs, chicken, it means they are the mala, contamination of that chicken. They are like, the ladies get the menses, the eggs also, all these female bodies of the, any animal also will get monthly. And the, in the case of chicken, those eggs which cannot produce the baby chicken, they are the mala or contamination of that chicken. So it is prohibited to eat it, but people say, oh, it is vegetarian, we eat. Demonic mentality. They spoil their health. Okay. Women as a class are very lusty, and apparently their continuous lusty desires are never satisfied. In return for this Indra's accepting that one, Lord Indra has given that benediction.
Dravya bhuyo varenapas turiyam jagruhalmalam tas budbuda penabhyam drishtam tad dharati chapan.
And in return for King Indra's benediction that water would increase the volume of the one which it is mixed with, in return it accepted the last 1/4 of the sinful reactions. And in the result, what happens? You find, what do you find? That budvada penabhyam. When the water is flowing, you can see it, you find the foam. And when it rains, you find more. That kind of all the foam is there. Even the rivers also, you can see full of the foam. That is the, because of the reaction to the
sinful activities of the Indra. So the water mixed with the milk, the fruit juice and other similar substances, it increases the volume, and it is difficult to find out the volume of which one is increased. Very difficult. Because the both are mixed now. And no one can understand which has increased. In return for this benediction, water accepted 1/4 of Indra's sinful reactions. These sinful reactions are visible in the form of foam and bubbles. Therefore, one should avoid foam and bubbles while collecting drinking water. Even the illiterate people, so-called illiterate, they know better than educated people. In the villages, when they take water, you all are from the, most of them from must be villages, when you take water from the any flowing water, it's even stagnant. If there is some bubbles, we just move it away. Then we take the water. Unknowingly, they are doing the wise thing, which is prohibited in the scriptures. So that bubbles is, foam and bubbles is because of that, is the representation of the sinful activities of the Indra. In this way, Indra was capable of minimizing or becoming free of the reaction to the sinful activities. So here we can learn so many lessons from this description of the past times of Indra giving the reaction to the different living entities. Sharing the one's suffering to by others. Okay? If we are all living in one family, the family also, each and everybody, take the shareholder of that suffering. Similarly, in the devotee's family also, we should take the suffering of others. If some devotee is in trouble, or not feeling well in the devotional service, are unable to perform the devotional service perfectly due to some reason, other devotees should help and try to see how I can minimize his suffering. I am unable to chant perfectly, my mind disturbs. One can approach the senior devotee and take help from the senior devotee with his experience. Oh, no, no, I can't. You are not chanting, go. It is your problem, not my problem. No. If all the other living entities could have told same to Indra, what would have happened to Indra? He would have suffered more than what he did. So similarly, in our devotional life also, we should see that we take the suffering of others. That is the devotees, one of the quality of the devotees. One of the quality of the devotee is that he is ready to accept for any type of suffering of other people. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita also, you will come across this situation. That's why one of the qualities of the devotee is karuna. Suradam sarabhutanam. In the 12th chapter, when Chaitanya Charitamrita also Madhyalila, yes, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu describing Sanatana Goswami, 26 qualities of devotees. In that first quality, Lord says that karunikaha. A devotee must be very kind. And in the Bhagavad Gita also, Lord describes the qualities of the devotees. Adveshta sarubhutanam maitra karuna yevata. So a devotee is friendly to each and every living entity. His adveshta is not envious. One can be karunika, karuna, merciful to other living entity only when we don't have envious nature. If I got envious nature, can I be kind to you? Prabhu, why you want to? Come, go and suffer whatever you do. But if I got kindness, I will accept. Oh, Prabhu, what is, how it happened? Let me hear and do something. So, devotee is one of the qualities which please the Lord is to be kindness. I know all the devotees are always kind. Every devotee is ready to hear and see how we can help other devotees. So, but these are the qualities which please the Lord. Nirmamo nirahankara samadukka sukachami. One of the qualities that a devotee should not be disturbed by the distressful conditions in his life. Distress will come, happiness will come. Day comes, day goes and night will come. Night goes, day will come. Is it? Neither day is permanent nor the night is permanent. Summer season going, summer is very hot. It goes and winter comes. Winter goes, summer comes. Nothing is permanent. Similarly, in the life of the devotees or anybody, the distressful life will come after some time. What happens? happy will situation come. It is said that when the distress comes, what we should think? Distress before suffering, what we should think it? Papam chishyati. If I suffering, I should think that, oh, Lord is merciful, so that my papa sinful reactions are diminishing now. If I am enjoying all the time, what should we think it? Punyam chishyati. If I am enjoying now means, what is happening? My punya karma is diminishing. When punya karma diminishes, after that, other karma will come up. So instead of getting distressed, we should accept it and think that yes. So, here also we can learn from this Bhagavatam, today's description, how Indra could react just for the small disloyalty shown by Vishwarupa. He was so angry and could give him to the extent of beheading his own spiritual master. Okay. And similarly, at the same time, he repented and he could distribute, and how the other living entities could also respond to the Indra's request. Okay. So we stop here. Any question, any comment, we welcome. Stop here. Ah, Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna. This Vishwarupa had three heads. One head is meant for taking wine. He was not observing regulative principle. Was he not observing regulative principle of no intoxicants?
Very nice question. What is it? Wine, you see, partially wine is not considered alcohol. Unless you ferment, don't think that the wine I can drink it. No. If wine, when you take the juice of the grapes, okay, but when you ferment, it is become alcoholic. Okay. Fermentation is the cause. If you go to Himalayan mountains, the rice we eat every day, is it? But the same rice, cook it, like it, fermented for 3 days or 4 days, put in the water, twist it, and take the juice. And put in a bottle, and you drink, you will see what will happen to you. And you will be singing. If you put in the bottle, and you shake the bottle, after a while in front of you, bottle will burst. So it is fermentation which causes the alcoholic condition. Otherwise, fruit juice is okay.
But that means he has to offer to God before taking that wine, which is not fermented.
That I didn't see him. Prabhu can answer.
Unfortunately, the word has been misunderstood. The word sura does not necessarily mean the wine, what is being translated. Here, sura means wine. But sura means the drink of demigod. So, and that is like juice. So if you drink apple juice, banana juice, there's no problem. So he were taking a juice, kind of, you know. So that's sura. Just like Coke, right? You go in village and say, oh, can I have a glass of Coke? People will think you are crazy. Coke comes from burn, you know, that wood which burn and becomes Coke. Can you drink that? No. But people here, they think Coke means Coca-Cola, right? The word is the same, but I have two different substance. Coke, one is burn wood, half burn wood is called Coke, and other is a drink here. So the word is the same, but I have two different substance, two different meaning. So this sura is not, the drink of the demigod is called sura. No. Oh, I'm not saying that one. I'm not saying that one. But our way of thinking is different than the way of the demigod. That, you know, they're saying, if mahat, they commit some aparad, that is not to be taken as aparad. He is mahat. He is the king of the heaven. We are nothing. We can criticize very easily, but he is favored by the Lord. Lord comes for him. Indrari vyakulam loke mridyanti juge juge. You know. So he is different than us. Bhakti Vinod, Prabhu.
Thank you, Prabhu. Prabhu, can you give my mic?
Yes, sir.
Hare Krishna. If one performs sinful activities, generally, if one performs sinful activities, like chor gunda, they kill the people, innocent people they kill, and then their life supposed to be, duration of life should be short. They supposed to die early because their sinful activities. And the people who are pious or saintly persons, they are performing pious activities and devotional service. So they are supposed to die, live long duration of life because effect of the good work. But it is noticed sometime that like Gopinath Munthe, he was used to come to our temple, take blessing of Radha Ras Bihari and also favorable to our devotees. But he is early died. And the chor gundas like Dawud Ibrahim, who is a pakka gunda, is still living. No problem.
Give to Prabhu your Prabhu Gata.
Prabhupada said, Hira chor or Khira chor, both are chor. Dry stool or wet stool, both are a stool. Whether Gopinath Munde or Dawud Ibrahim, both are on same category because both are in sense gratification. As far as what you are talking about pure devotee, their life is in the hand of Krishna. Jiova Marova. Whether you live or die, they are independent. Lord does not interfere. What to say about call? What to say about time? They are independent. Whenever they want, they can live. And whenever they want to stay, they will stay. Okay?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Srimad Bhagavatam.
Hare Krishna. Tree suffers sinful reaction. It is liquid oozing.
Huh?
Oozing the liquid.
Uh-huh.
So my question is that what is it? Tadi madi or something? Tadi, is it a sinful reaction or not? Sometimes
it is prohibited not to be taken. People take it. That's prohibited. Not to be. That's why I read also that one sap. Prabhupada read not to be taken sap, prohibited. People take it, so many things happen, but prohibited it.
See, that goes to show that how people earlier knew Bhagavatam and science of Krishna consciousness. That whenever people they go to take bath in water, whether Ganga or any pond or anything, they'll put the water
automatically. Naturally it comes up.
They'll close their nose and take bath. Whether there is Buddha or not,
it is there.
So that goes to show that people were so cultured. But nowadays, some of Buddha coming, still we are Buddha in that.
No culture left.
The village people more elevated, in fact.
There are more Krishna concerts.
Okay, we stop here. Ah, Prabhu. One more, last.
हरे कृष्ण भारत जी, तो आपका लेक्चर से ऐसा पता लगा कि हम इस्कॉन का डिवोटी डेविगोड से हायर साइड पर होता है।
इस्कॉन का डिवोटी बल्कि कोई भी भक्त है अपना जीवन शैली, अब हिंदी में आस्किंग सो आई रिप्लाई इन हिंदी, इट्स ओके, एवरीबॉडी अंडरस्टैंड हिंदी, वो हिंदी में पूछ रहा है इसलिए उनको समझ में आना चाहिए। इस्कॉन का डिवोटी बल्कि कोई भी भक्त निर्धारित नियमों को पालन करते भगवान का भक्त बन जाते हैं, बाकी से उन्नत उच्च श्रेणी में रहेगा ही है। आप देखिए, आप भक्तों को छोड़कर बाकी इतने भी है, इस समय तो 7-9 बज रहा भी उठे होंगे कहीं आदमी। शास्त्र के अनुसार आप गांव में जाइए, कोई भी 5 बजे के बाद सोते हुए मिलेगा आपको? एक मनुष्य छोड़कर बाकी जितने भी जीव है, एक क्या बोलते हैं उल्लू बोलते हैं ना रात में, दो पक्षियों को छोड़कर बाकी जितने भी जंतु जानवर पक्षी है 5 बजे से पहले उठ जाता है। एक मनुष्य छोड़कर, मनुष्य भी जो सचिवंच मनुष्य रूप में है वो भी 5 बजे से पहले उठेगा। आपको जो भगवान दिया हुआ स्वतंत्र को दुर्विनियोग करते हुए 8 बजे तक भी सो जाएगा, कभी तो संडे तो 1 बजे तक सो जाएगा, क्यों? रात में बिजी था क्लबों में। तो ये तो जितने भी भक्ति भी क्या, जो मनुष्यों का स्वाभाविक लक्षण है वो भक्त अपना अवलंबन करने के लिए यत्न करते हैं। भागवतम में 7वें स्कंद में जब नारद महर्षि मनुष्यों का क्वालिटीज बताया, 32 क्वालिटीज मतलब प्रपा लिखते हैं क्वालिफिकेशन ऑफ ह्यूमन बींग, उसमें ना वर्णाश्रम धर्म का समझाते हुए, according to that one every human being must have those 30 qualities, they are qualities of the devotees. So a human being must, jo manushya sharir mila hai wo har ek ko bhakt banna chahiye, isliye bhagwan ne ye bhakt manushya sharir diya hai, jahan tak bhogne ka bhog to har yoni mein hai, bhakti to keval manushya sharir mein, devatao ke liye bhi durlabh hai bhakt, bhagwan ka bhakti, bhagwan se apne mukh se bolte hain, ना स्वर्ग में भगवान का भक्ति है ना नरक में भक्ति है, भक्ति है तो केवल मनुष्य शरीर में, भूलोक में मृत्युलोक में ही है। तो ऐसा दुर्लभ शरीर को लेने के पश्चात भी जब नियमों को भगवान द्वारा बनाए हुए नियमों को, धर्म के नियमों को पालन नहीं करते हैं तो आप सोचो फिर, और भक्त ये नियमों को पालन करने के लिए पूरा यत्न करते हैं, हर संभव यत्न करते हैं। मनुष्य कभी कभी हो सकता जाने अनजाने में गलती कर सकता है, परंतु मान लो होने के बाद दोबारा वो करते नहीं है, इसलिए उन्नत श्रेणी आई है। इसलिए ऐसा है बोल का हम अहंकार नहीं करते हैं, परंतु जब आप प्रश्न पूछे उसके अनुसार जो शास्त्र के अनुसार भक्त अपना जीवन चलाना चाहते हैं। ठीक है, श्रीमद् भागवत पुराण की जय, जय श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय, आनंद कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की।